What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Damian Drake from the band Red Star, and you're now tuning in to Alive and Loud. Fuck yeah.
Today, we are sitting down with the one, the only, Damian Drake from Red Star.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's going on, buddy? So for those of you unfamiliar with Red Star, these guys have taken off. YouTube has got like a cluster of recommended videos and every genre of music. And you guys seem to be on almost all of them, at least in my house. I go and I try to play like an artist and then I'll see like recommended artists that you may like. And then they'll say Red Star. And so you check it out. They have a song called STFU. And it is out now. They have a video, and the video is great. Wonderful production. Tell us a little bit about what that was like recording. I assume this is your first music video?
Yeah, with these guys. What's crazy, man, is that literally this band was like made in the pandemic. So the first time I ever met all these guys in person was when we flew out to Indiana to record these fucking songs that we did, which one of them obviously includes STFU.
Yeah.
It's been fucking wild, man. Like, I've never had like a situation where I've never met any of these fucking people and shit's just worked. And like, literally the second time we met was to do the music video for STFU. And I flew out to LA for us to do that. Wow. And it's just been wild, man. Like, really, really wild. Like Wild, who's like on board and on the team. It's fucking dope, man. And the music that we got in the chamber is fucking dope. You know, it's just pretty crazy. You know, it's like, cause you know, like you were saying before, you know, with the pandemic, it's like a lot of, I feel like if anything, a lot of people got like discouraged because there was no like end in sight. Mm-hmm. And we said, fuck it. Let's just go do something new. Fuck it. We don't even know when touring's gonna happen again. Let's just go. And then it just fucking became this thing that's like, you know, what it is right now.
Definitely. And that's the cool thing about people like yourself, man. And with you guys specifically, because you know, all these people are sitting on their hands and kind of like, man, I don't know, you know, how is things gonna go from here on out? And you guys just decided to say, you know what, even if tours don't ever come back, which obviously that's not gonna happen, it's gonna come back. And it already is. But even if it never did, we are here. We're making music. We're still loving what we're doing. And I think that's ultimately what it boils down to, is just make music that you love. And eventually the fans are going to see that. And so far with STFU, people seem to be really digging it. I know I am. It's on every playlist that I've made lately. To touch base on like what you were saying earlier, let me switch this view over, because I know some people are used to like a gallery view. Bam. So you guys have not been a band for very long, correct?
Not at all. We've been a band for about a year now. Like, we went and recorded this first batch of music,
mm-hmm.
I think like beginning of June last year.
Yeah.
So like, we're like, very, very new. Like this, like, we all did shit prior to this, you know, like we're not like, oh, this is our first fucking whack at being a band, yeah. You know, but like literally like this is like still such a fucking new thing, you know. And it's, again, like I was saying before, it's just fucking wild how it's been working out, because you know, I used to have that mindset of like, oh, like, you know, you gotta make it with a band that's like in your area and fucking, you know, then once you guys are popping, y'all could move to different places and shit.
Yeah.
And literally we all live in different places and this shit works easy. Granted, you know, we got technology and shit, so that helps and whatnot. But yeah, it's been working fucking great, despite the fact that we literally, like, just to give you an idea, like I live in Jersey. My guitarist and my bassist live in LA. And then my drummer actually lives in Orlando, but we're an LA based band because the band was actually started by my guitar player. So
okay.
You know, it's an LA based band, but we're literally like a clusterfuck of locations. thrown into one.
That's awesome. So you guys are just a big melting pot of diverse people who really just wanted to come together and make kick-ass music, essentially, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, and honestly, dude, I've always fucking just loved rap rock and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've tried it in the past and it just didn't work. So like I ended up like, you know, doing like metalcore for one band and doing like active rock for another.
Right.
And then, but when I was approached about this and was like, yeah, we're looking for like a dude who like sings and raps, I was basically the last piece of the puzzle. Like I was the last person to come in for this group. And the minute they said that, I was like, okay, dope. Like, I love that. Cause like, yeah, just to give you a little history, I actually started rapping before I started playing in bands. And so I've always been pretty well versed in like playing in both different worlds. And, you know, I picked up singing later on, but like rapping was like always kind of like my go-to. And fucking once I like figured all this shit out and figured out, yeah, that I don't completely suck, you know, just made it work.
Well, I can tell you that you guys definitely give off this Rage Against the Machine vibe. And I hope that that's a flattering compliment, because honestly, you guys are a breath of fresh air in the industry. There's so many cookie cutter versions of this style band and that style band. And it's really nice. I know you say it's like a rap rock, but you know, we have that out there. You know, we've had it with Linkin Park. We've had it with Limp Bizkit. We've had it with several other bands. But what's nice is that this is kind of a new wave of that version with you guys, because you bring something different to the table that I think no one else can say that they have. You've started this band in quarantine and you are now on the precipice of a tour, which I definitely want to get to here in a little bit. But going back to you guys being from different areas, what's that been like as far as, like you said, the practice and kind of communication going forward?
I mean, it's easy, man. Like I said, it's like, you know, with technology, it's like, you know, we have Zoom, like we're on right now. You right. Fucking call each other, you know, and it's just essentially that. It's just like, we get on phone calls. We got to get on phone calls. We're all connected to the emails and, you know, we're in like a little text group convo. And then whenever we got to get together, we just plan it out, you know? So like, essentially, like who we record with, this guy Sahaj Ticketin, who's like the vocalist of Raw, and he's like produced a million fucking people. Mm-hmm. He like, if we got to record, we go to Fort Wayne where he's at. If we're gonna do like a music video, we go to LA where half of the band's at. And then like, you know, for an example, like when we like have to like practice and get ready for the road, then we're going to be going to Florida to practice for that, because that's where all the like everything's at, like, you know, the van, the trailer, all the equipment and shit. Yeah. So it's like, it just depends on the occasion wherever we meet, you know, depending on what we're doing. But it's like I said, man, before it seemed fucking crazy, but like the idea of it, but it's just, it's worked really well. So it's like, honestly, a lot easier than people realize.
That's awesome. And that's something that few people can really say that they do, and down to an art form like you're doing. So you said Fort Wayne. So that's actually about, I want to say, a little over an hour from where I'm at. So next time you guys come and record, you're definitely going to have to hit me up. We'll have to go out and get some drinks.
Yeah, man. Fucking, you know, we're always looking for a good time, man. We definitely, yeah, hopefully you can keep up, man, because we got some motherfuckers who really know how to handle their liquor in this group. So, you know,
good.
We like that's to go good. A little hard.
Good. And I can show you some spots in Fort Wayne that's really nice if you haven't already been.
Yeah, we've done our little laps, you know. A lot of times we're out there, we're like, you know, trying to be focused, but then once right. like we're doing everything we got to do, then, you know, then we go out and fucking have a good time, you know.
So you mentioned earlier that you have some other stuff in the chamber. So is there another song that you're equally excited about, like you were with STFU?
Oh man, dude. I mean, this next one that we're fucking shooting the video for, dog, like I think we think that one's going to really smack people. Like I think that one's like, you know, I feel like a lot of fucking bands and artists say shit like that. They're always, yeah, so, so fucking corny too. When I hear other people say like, dude, I think it's the best thing we got yet. It's like, shut yeah. up. You just yeah. want people to pay attention. But like, you know, granted, we are new and we have a lot of music that we're sitting on. It's just right. strategically planning things out. But Yeah, we, even our video guy, Brian Cox, who, shout out to him, he's like worked with everyone under the fucking sun. He's even like, for the, this music video, he's like, yo, like, I want to do this one better. Like, I want this to be bigger and better than the last one. And we're going to like really like try and kick the door in, you know, for every release, you know, so that way it's just like undeniable to fucking not pay attention.
That's great. Because the quality of this last video was outstanding. I was looking at it and I was like, holy shit, you know, these guys have already got like great production. They're already dialed in. They like, they sound great. Like they've been doing this for a while. And then I, you know, the more research I was doing, I was like, holy shit, you know, these guys haven't been doing this for a long time. And that's what really like grabbed my attention. I was like, okay, if they have only been doing this for a short time and they are this tight, I cannot wait to see what they do next. So we're really looking forward to, you know, this next single. So can you tell us when we might be able to expect it?
No, because I'll probably get my ass kicked. But fucking, I'll tell you this. We're trying to stick to a certain time frame. We're like, we're not dragging ass in between releases. Like, you know, like we're trying to make sure that like just when you've gotten done playing STFU for like the 10,000th time, then the next song comes out. You know, when you're just like, you know what? I probably listened to this track a little more than I needed to. Then bam, next thing you know, we got that other one out ready to go, you know? So we're definitely not going to drag ass with these releases. Like we're definitely trying to like keep it to a certain time frame. So like, we're always just present and in people's faces with new shit.
Awesome. So let me ask you this. Have you guys played in other bands that have done any touring around before Red Star?
I'll speak for the rest of the guys. You know, we all were in other bands that have done like touring and have done what we've done, but like we kind of don't want to like live in the past like that, you know, like especially because all those bands were way different than what we're doing right now. We don't want people to be like, they're in that or that. It's like, it's just, it don't have anything really to do with this. So it's like, and the other guys will tell you, they're like, we don't give a fuck about that old shit because it's old and it's done. It's in the past, you know? Granted, if one of us was in like fucking, I don't know, if one of us was in fucking Guns N' Roses or something, we'd probably post about that. But
yeah,
nothing cool enough to fucking talk about, you know? Yeah. It's just, but at the end of the day, we all fucking earned our stripes and definitely know like, okay, this is what we got to do to make this work.
You kind of know what to experience when you're on the road.
Yeah.
That's good.
And like, that's why, like, we literally have like everything ready to go for like when that touring starts happening. It's like, we literally, so that way when we hit the stage, it's like, holy fuck. Like, I just heard of these guys and it's like, they're fucking performing like they're a headliner. You know what I mean? And make other people afraid to play after us. That's the best way I can put
it. That's exactly it right there, man. That's a great mindset to have. I know a lot of people just go in there, they're like either so timid and like, man, I can't believe we're opening for this band. But like, you just got to focus on your set and take care of your business and let the music do the talking.
Yeah, man. And that's how you got to be. Like, honestly, man, I'm kind of competitive. So it's like, you know, the way I look at it, like, even if it's like a band that like I'm friends with, like if we're opening or like we're going on before them, it's like, I'm going to make it hard for them to follow up. Like I want to, and you know what it is? It's that good competition where it makes you like bring the best out of each other. You know what I mean? It's like,
for sure, yeah.
Or if it's a band I don't fuck with at all, then I really want to blow them out of the water. So then they're like timid when they get on there. Yes. Like, how the fuck do I follow that? You know?
So, like, well, we're so-and-so, and I guess we're going to play a song for you now.
Yeah. That's when everybody goes and takes their smoke breaks.
Exactly. You know?
Fucking goes and hits the bar.
So Damien, I wanted to ask, with this tour coming up, you are going to be going out with a pretty killer band. Tell us about that.
Yeah, man. So like I was saying before, you know, Sahaj, like who's the vocalist of Raw, like he's our producer, and he, it's funny because same deal, that was pretty recent that he just asked us. He's like, hey, we got this run kind of, you like, you guys want to play it? Like, yeah, fuck it, you know. And I'm pretty stoked on that because, like, in my experiences of playing in the Midwest, you know, always really shows a lot of love.
Absolutely. And they're always
really dope crowds to play for. And especially, like, you know, Rob being who they are and, like, Awake at Last being who they are, like, you know, they have good amounts of touring under their belt. So, you know, a lot of people like pulling up to see those guys play. And yeah, man, I'm pretty excited for it. I didn't think we were going to be able to get on doing like a run like this soon, you know? And again, just the way the cards are fucking playing out, it's pretty wild how like we're literally we announced the tour before we even put out SDFU. You know what I mean? Like, again, granted, like our producer's the headliner, you know, but even at that point, like there's plenty of times where that doesn't happen, you know? No,
for sure. And like you said, you guys kind of earned your stripes. So it seems like you've really impressed somebody while you were recording, because they don't just take out anybody, you know. Touring is a very competitive market. And if somebody like an experienced band like Rot can see that when you guys are just in your developmental stages of recording one single, and then they're like, you know, I think we're going to bring these guys out. That's a pretty big compliment.
Yeah, man. I mean, especially like, again, like Raw is like a band who's like been around for a minute, who's been signed to like major labels and like has done some serious shit. Yeah. It's a fucking huge compliment. And, you know, they just put out that record and, you know, they got like fucking LJ from Seven Dust. They got the dude from Star Set, like, you know, like Sahaj, and obviously from working with Sahaj knows and works with a lot of pretty big people. So like, you know, it is like a pretty big honor that he was like, yeah, fucking come out and fucking do some shows with us, you know?
Hell yeah.
Like, again, not a lot of people do that, and you don't even have to fucking do that, you know, at the end of the day. So it is something that we definitely appreciate, because not only that, low key, man, he's like the fucking fifth Beatle in our group, dude, because like his, like, working with him, man, like very, very like different from any other producer I ever worked with, man. Like, he's really like helped us make like what we had into what it's become. And it's just fucking like almost kind of like, it's like what you said before, it's like refreshing, and it's a little ahead of the curve instead of like trying to like do the same thing that a lot of other fucking like bands that do this similar shit do.
For sure.
But just more interesting, you know what I mean?
Definitely. So kind of to touch base on that, like, you've spoken with several people in the industry, I'm assuming. Who are some people that you would like to guest on a Red Star record?
Oh man, like, I mean, I like, I'm aiming high as fuck, dude. Like, I, that's, you know, like, I'm like that fucker at the plate. I'm just like, I'm like pointing out, like, I'm calling the home run, you know? Like, I mean, dude, like, you know, like, out the gate, man, like, I would love to work with Mike Shinoda, you know, because I'm a huge LP fan. Like, I mean, if that's not fucking predictable at this point. You know, cross genres, you know, I'd love to do something with like a Post Malone or like a Travis Scott.
Awesome.
I love stuff like that. But, and I mean, it can go across the board, man. But like, I guess like a lot of people that I fucking grew up listening to, or like people that I just like look up to, that would be just fucking sick. Even just doing runs with these kinds of people, you know, like fucking, like, I mean, shit, dude, like a Limp Bizkit tour would be fucking dope, you know, like anything like that. Like, cause at the end of the day, like, my fucking taste in music is very, very broad. And I kind of want to like almost do it to where, like, if we're doing features, like, people are like, yo, like, how did they get that to happen?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
by surprise.
Really, really, like, fucking just always push the envelope, you know, and fucking and show that, like, hey, like, this stuff can be done, you know? Because again, that's just how I've always been, is like fucking aiming super, super high.
Absolutely. You know? I can totally relate. You know, it's strange, kind of, in both what we do, people kind of just don't believe that you're ever going to make something of yourself. And I can remember whenever I was telling some people back home, because I come from a small town, you know, and I was like, I want to work in the music industry. I want to take pictures for a living. And like, I always loved going to shows, and you take digital, you know, like internal pictures in your mind. And I'm like, man, I wonder if I could do that for like a living, like if that's even a thing. And so I was like, I think I'm just going to do that. I'm going to seek it out, find out how to be a part of it. And I'm just going to go swing for the fences. And like, my first show was nothing more. And
there you go.
And that was like right before, well, they might've been on the precipice of blowing up when they had the song Jenny and Mr. MTV, but such a unique thing, because I'd frequented concerts as a fan like hundreds of times, and to be on the other side of that barricade and like have a camera like right here and by like staring at the artist who you've just heard on like Octane or something, and you're like, wow, like the fans are behind me and like I get to be closer, you know. So it's going back to that hometown vibe. It's like people are like, yeah, you didn't do that, like there's no way, man, like that's something like you gotta like go to school for, or you know, you gotta have like experience. But I was like, you know, when you obsess over something and you want it bad enough, you just go do it, you know, you find any means necessary to accomplish it. And I get that sense from this band, because like whenever you're putting together pieces of like a community with a band like this, you're not from the same area, and it's like, wow, these guys feel connected already, they're already in sync. And you know, you're probably telling like your friend that you grew up with, like, hey man, I'm doing this band, and I think it's gonna take off. And now you've got this like wonderfully produced music video, the song is great, and then people are like, oh shit, he wasn't kidding, like look, he's already doing the thing. So I think that's really awesome to be able to, in a way, like prove people wrong, but like not going out of your way to do it. You're just doing what you love, and it shows in the music, man. So we really can't wait to hear like what Red Star has planned next. Now I want to ask, you've got 6 dates so far announced on this tour with Rot, Awake at Last. It is the Intercorrupted tour, and it is going to start in Madison, Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So out of these 6 dates, where are you guys most hyped to play?
Well, I checked the Ohio dates, like venue, and that looks kind of dope. Like I forget the name off the top of my head, but ironically, I've played the venue called The Forge. That's like, I think that's like right outside of Chicago, and
yeah,
I played there before, and it was just such a fucking sick show. And like, that's where I've met like serious diehard fans, and like people were just going crazy when I fucking played that spot the last time I did. So like, I got a lot of people who like want to pull up again for that, and that's probably my personal favorite, because that's one that I at least have like experience playing, and it's
yeah,
and not that, but ironically, fucking the guy who runs that spot actually used to be my old group's manager. So that, like, you know, it's all like a small world, you know.
Yeah,
like,
kind of a full circle moment along,
you know. But I hit him up right when we announced, when that tour got announced. I was like, we're getting drinks, fucking bring your best liver, you know. So, you know, fucking,
I like,
but
that's
probably one I'm looking forward to the most. And then, you know, who knows, man, like we might even add some more dates, you know, as time progresses, you know,
right,
you know the future holds. So fucking, but that's probably the top one for me.
Hell yeah. And that's, for those of you watching, that's going to be in Joliet, Illinois, just like he said, outside of Chicago. So if you're in that area on August 21st, you better buy a ticket, because you're not going to want to miss this show. It's going to be Rot with Awake at Last and my guys in Red Star. And I'm telling you, this tour is already lining up to be kick ass, so don't miss it. Damien, I want to go into one last question before I let you go. And I like to ask this question a lot. I haven't done it in a while. So out of the band, who would you say is going to get into the most trouble?
Well,
hot seat.
It's a mix. It might be a tie, but I'm also going to lean on probably my bass player, Eric, because, you know, Eric, I'm going to tell you what, man, that guy knows how to sling tequila back and can somehow manage being fine the next day. But he knows how to drink. I mean,
what you're saying is he's not human.
Yeah, he's not human. He's built for it, you know. And, I mean, for me, I'm a different animal on stage. Like, it's like a fucking light switch, you know, like I'm not going to say I like being the villain, but like, I definitely don't like being the, you know, I do this for you guys.
Kind of shit.
Like I like fucking like, somebody doesn't give a fuck about, like, if somebody's like flipping me off, I'm flipping them off. Fucking, like, I'm like, you know, just like, I like the intensity, you know, it's just, again, man, like, I feel like for people who understand it, it's like, when you get in that, when you touch that stage, man, like, it's just like, you're just flowing, and I don't plan anything out. I just go, you know, and I just fucking, I wing it, and I just fucking figure the fuck out as I go along. And 9 times out of 10, like I said before, I go pretty fucking hard compared to a lot of other groups. Because at the end of the day, man, like, you know, if people are going to pay to fucking come see a show, I'm going to give them a goddamn show. I don't want them to pull up to see me standing there on the mic and just hitting every note perfectly. I'd rather fucking sing half the shit, throw the mic stand, fucking, like, you know, falling all over the stage. Like, I want to, like, you know, not look like a train wreck, but hit like a train wreck, So on stage, I don't know, that might be a competition, but I think off stage, you know, I think Eric's definitely the one who might get in some trouble, you know, so I'd watch out. He's not hard to miss. He's going to be the one with the all red hair, you know. He's okay. The big guy with the all red hair.
If there's any security watching this from any of these upcoming venues, just know it's all in good fun.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's all in good fun until somebody falls. And then we're fucking propping them up like Ozzy. You know?
It reminds me, I saw this music video not long ago. There's a band called Fair to Midland. Have you heard of them?
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, they have this, man, I wish that they still toured, man. They're crazy. The lead singer, he played a show at Machine Shop, and there's this one video where he's like hanging upside down with a microphone all the way around his neck and just like having the crowd sing it, and he's just like hanging upside down like a bat. And it's just the wildest shit you've ever seen, because the Machine Shop is such a small venue, and like he don't care, you know, he's just he's still singing it, but the microphone is just dangling. The fans are singing around him, and he's just letting that music absorb him like a sponge. And it's great. I love shows like that, though. I like spontaneity. I like whenever an artist is just feeling himself and feeling the crowd. And then, you know, what you get is what you get. And I can't wait to see a Red Star show. So I'm going to make it a point to be at Fort Wayne. I'm going to make it a point to be at Columbus, because those are the closest to me. And if I go any further, then someone out there is going to get me in trouble. So those two shows you can bank on seeing me at. I'll be in the pit taking pictures. I want to thank you so much, Damien, for coming on here. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, my dude.
Fuck yeah.